This is VOA News. In your remote, I'm Lisa Melton. The United States topped more than 20 million coronavirus cases Friday as it began the new year. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The United States continues to surpass other countries in COVID-19 numbers and accounts for nearly a quarter of the worldwide total, which now stands at more than 83.8 million. The country also leads the world in coronavirus deaths. More than 347,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. The U.S. health officials are working to vaccinate the population. The outgoing administration of President Donald Trump predicted in December that 20 million people would be inoculated by the end of 2020. But health officials say only 2.8 million Americans have received their first dose of the vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says just 12.4 million doses have been distributed nationally so far. On Friday, Republican Senator Mitt Romney sharply criticized the pace of the vaccinations and said more federal oversight of the process is necessary. He said the lack of a federal vaccination plan is, quote, inexcusable. U.S. state governments must come up with their own vaccination plans. Romney said the federal government should have come up with a plan for states to use as a model. Britain on Friday began a new era in the first day of its separation from the European Union after 48 years of membership. Free movement of over 500 million people between Britain and the 27 EU states has ended. More rigorous customs checks returned for the first time in decades, despite hard-fought brokering of a tariff and quota-free trade deal. More on that and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.